first item I have is a proclamation for Emergency Medical Services Week. And with us today, we have a number of our staff from our paramedic department. And I'll read the proclamation proclaiming the week of May 17th through May 23rd as Emergency Medical Services Week. Whereas Emergency Medical Services is a vital public service, and whereas the members of Emergency Medical Services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illness or injury, whereas the Emergency Medical Services system consists of emergency physicians, nurses, medical technicians, paramedics, firefighters, educators, and others, whereas the members of Emergency Medical Services teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills, and whereas it is appropriate to recognize the value and accomplishments of Emergency Medical Services providers by designated Emergency Medical Services Week and the theme EMS, a proud partner in your community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the week of May 17th through the 23rd as Emergency Medical Services Week, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council, recognition of this event, encourages the community to observe this week with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities.
Thank you.
Everyone else, appreciate it. Good job.
Have
you got anything to say?
Well, the one thing I will say, I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's a very busy schedule today. We had a very significant event yesterday. There is a national EMS memorial service that takes place in Roanoke, Virginia every year. This year it'll take place this coming Saturday. It honors those people who have lost their lives while providing emergency medical service care. And we in Delaware have two people who will unfortunately be inducted this year, one from Sussex County, Stephanie Calloway, the other Michelle Smith from Newcastle. Yesterday, there is also a group, the National EMS Memorial Bike Ride, is what I was trying to think of the formal name of it. But actually, it's just a bunch of people who like to ride bicycles in support of this and who begin their journey in New York. Began their journey this year in New York. For the first time, came through Delaware, came through through Dover. And there was a ceremony in Dover yesterday where the governor and lieutenant governor presented a tribute to both Stephanie and to Michelle, and then came right here to the circle. And we were just very touched by the fact that they came through. They're just a great bunch of people. 130 people on bicycles, if you can imagine that. And they will ride. They left here this morning. They will now ride. They're in Washington today, and they will subsequently ride all the way out to Roanoke. There's another group that's doing the same thing, beginning in Kentucky. But we were very honored to have them come and spend some time with us and honor the two people that we lost this year. Here in Delaware, by their presence and by their activities, and it was just a very nice thing for some very nice people to do. So we appreciated it, and we appreciate your support as well.
Everybody gathering, I think Chip wants to take a picture.
Uh-oh, got a wide angle lens, Chip.
He said wide angle. He said my name.
Can't practice it.
Thank you. Next item is a proclamation for Community Action Month, and I don't think is there anyone here from First State Community Action Agency? Let's see who it is. Okay. I'll just quickly read the proclamation proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month, whereas community action agencies were created when the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 was signed into law. And whereas First State Community Action Agency has more than a 43-year history of promoting self-sufficiency for individuals and families with a limited income. And whereas First State Community Action Agency has made an essential contribution to individuals and families in Sussex County and the state of Delaware by providing them with innovative and cost-effective programs. Whereas welfare reform in Delaware has benefited from the state's partnership with First State Community Action Agency, and whereas individuals and families with a limited income continue to need opportunities to improve their lives and their living conditions, thus ensuring that all citizens are able to live in dignity. And whereas Delaware and the entire United States must continue to wage war on poverty by providing support and opportunities for all citizens in need of assistance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of First State Community Action Agency's hard work and dedication to the residents of Sussex County and the state of Delaware.
I have that proclamation, and we'll be sure to get it to them.
Okay. Thank you. And the next item is the administrator's report, and we have several quick items of note. First, the county offices will be closed on Monday, May 25th in honor of Memorial Day. They will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on the following day, May 26th, Tuesday. But there will be no council meeting on Tuesday, May 26th in honor of the holiday. The next regularly scheduled county council meeting will be held on June 2nd at 3 p.m. Delaware Solid Waste Authority public hearing on June 4th at 6 p.m. at the Delaware Department of Transportation South District Building. A public hearing will be held regarding expansion of the Solid Waste Authority's Jones Crossroads facility. Attached is information regarding the hearing. Delaware Department of Transportation, US 13 and Delaware Route 404 realignment. On May 21st at 10 a.m., a ceremony will be held celebrating the completion of this project at the Adams Ewing Public Safety Complex. And finally, Delaware Solid Waste Authority report, April 2009, as per the attached report, 22,024 pounds of recycling material were collected at the county's West Complex site during April in cooperation with the Delaware Solid Waste Authority.
And very good.
And the next item, the major.
Anything else?
One other small item.
I think we got a motion to defer, was that?
Yeah.
Oh. Fails for lack of second. You can continue.
Okay. The next item is a presentation of the fiscal 2010 budget recommendation. And we will be presenting the proposed budget for fiscal 2010. And I'd first like to introduce our budget committee. First, Susan Webb, our finance director. Ms. Kathy Roth, our budgeting director, and Ms. Gina Jennings, our director of accounting. Our committee has spent many hours on this proposal for your consideration. Our goal has been to maintain and supplement county services in the midst of a major economic downturn. And I'd like to summarize just a couple items. Our general fund revenues are down 16%. Our state paramedic contribution is down from 40% to 30%, a reduction of $1.2 million. No tax increase is recommended. There are 26 less full-time employees budgeted for due to attrition and cross-training of our staff to fill other positions as they become open. We are recommending recovery of justifiable costs from sewer and water districts to the general fund, such as for personnel, administration, etc. Many changes have occurred in county government over the past year in response to economic change. These changes have not occurred overnight. They represent a concerted effort by our employees to reduce spending wherever feasible, cross-train, provide the same county services with less staff, use less supplies, not attend seminars, not use a county vehicle to commute, volunteer for unpaid days off, work less overtime, defer capital purchases where possible, and many other items. This has meant many sacrifices. These efforts by our staff are the real story behind the proposed budget. And with that, we have a PowerPoint to review, and I think everyone should have a copy of the PowerPoint. If not, we have copies in the back.
The first slide shows the total budget as proposed. And as you can see, it is recommended to be at $128 million versus the current budget of $142 million. This includes, this does include all of the different funds, the general fund and the sewer and water funds.
Yeah, you need a mic.
So the general fund itself is down 15.7%, and that reflects an $8.6 million reduction. The capital improvement fund is for non-sewer and water capital improvements, and that also is down 8.6%, 52%. Community Development Fund is up due to increases in federal funds that we anticipate for housing programs. Sewer and Water District Operations and Maintenance Fund and Bond Repayment Fund is down 2.7%, but our water and sewer capital projects are up 5%, especially due to stimulus projects. As far as the general fund is concerned, as you can see here, this history of the general fund net income over the last 5 years, including this year. This year, we are projecting a $3.8 million deficit in the general fund. This compares to a $3.3 million loss in 2008 per the audit, and a $2.7 million loss in 2007. And as you can see, the trend has been declining. We have these 3 years of deficit, and this budget attempts to reduce our expenditures as much as possible to enable us to survive in the future. The next slide, again, shows the general fund budget in total and how it compares to previous years. And as you can see, again, it's down 16% compared, the recommended budget is down 16% compared to 2009, down 20% compared to 2008, and it's even down 11% compared to 2005. The question you may have regarding this proposed budget is how are we able to reduce the current budget by 16%? What we did is accumulate a list of the major changes in the budget that were enable us to present it at this level to you today. One of the first things here I wanted to mention is a reduction in staff by 26 full-time employees due to attrition and a more efficient use of staff, $1.7 million in savings. And again, that is something that has occurred over the past year. Grants and aids are reduced at 25%, almost $2.5 million. And this is a broad-based reduction in grants and aids. There are many organizations that are covered by our grants and aid. However, the budget still remains at $7.5 million. Pensioner Benefit Trust Fund reimbursement for pensioner benefits, $1.4 million. The County Council has approved over the last 5 years funding for the Pensioner Benefit Trust Fund, basically paying medical insurance costs for pensioner benefits. This is actually, will be a requirement this fiscal year with our accounting code to show that as an expense, to show the liability of that as an expense. So, but what we are recommending this year is we have, over the last 5 years, put money in that fund. Now, we're recommending it is a time to start withdrawing, reimbursing ourselves for the pensioner benefits that we actually pay. That's the purpose of the fund. Group hospital plan changes, our medical insurance plan for our employees, $1.1 million in savings versus this year's budget. Again, that reflects the changes that the council approved several months ago regarding increasing co-pays and also increasing the employee contribution from $0 to $40 per month. General fund engineering employees transfer to sewer and water districts. We have a number of employees in the engineering department who have been paid actually from the general fund, and what we are recommending when this year's budget is that they, those employees that spend 90% of their time on with sewer and water district work should be charged as sewer and water district work to the sewer and water districts, and then if they spend time on general fund projects, then the general fund needs to reimburse the sewer district. So that's how we're handling
that.
For that.
And one for
sewer district repayments. Over the years, the county has contributed over $36 million to sewer districts in the for various purposes. One of the major purposes to help with construction of these projects. Several of these projects have come in under budget. We do not need all of this realty transfer tax money, so what we're proposing is to bring some of it back to the general fund. Machinery and equipment, we are recommending that machinery and equipment be paid from the capital improvement fund. We have, in the past, major machinery and equipment has all been paid from the capital improvement fund. However, for this proposed budget, what we are recommending is that that will occur again, and some of the other items, that, like the paramedic equipment, for instance, we are recommending that be paid from capital improvement fund also. Water and sewer districts reimburse general fund for admin costs. Years ago, we used to do this, and what it's a basically cost accounting departments such as the personnel department, for instance, that provides personnel services for all county employees. And what we are recommending is that we will reimburse the general fund for part of that cost attributable to water and sewer district employees, and that covers personnel, accounting, administration, and the treasury division, which collects all the front foot assessment charges. Interest on loans for sewer projects. We have loaned money to different sewer projects from realty transfer tax monies. What we're recommending is the interest that we have foregone on those loans, we would recover and reimburse to the general fund. Early retirement option was discussed and approved by the council roughly a month ago. The bookmobile reduced service level, that was another recommendation that was made a few weeks ago, and then the clerk of peace fee increase was implemented several weeks ago. Again, all this, we have to net the reduction in state grants from the change in the paramedic funding, $1.2 million. But when you net all that out, it comes to about $8.6 million, which represents the major changes in the budget that enabled us to present this general fund reduced budget to you.
How much would we have realized if we had increased the fees for the Register of Wills?
The Register of Wills fee increase would have been roughly $300,000 to $400,000.
Okay, thank you.
And with that, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The next few slides will show us some of the detail that's in the budget. And as you can see, the economy has taken its toll on our budget, and we've had to come up with creative and innovative ways of bringing in some revenue. Realty transfer tax and property tax now just about equal on our number one revenue of our pie chart there. It used to be that realty transfer tax was our largest source of revenue, but no more. Many years ago, it always was at the top, and property tax was right under it, was second. But that's just an example of how much that revenue has dropped for us. Last year, it was 31%, and property taxes were 22%. Now it's 26 and 26. The second largest source of revenue for us is the fees and services. And I'll talk more about the detail of that later. But again, this is real estate related revenue. So if you take fees and services and the realty transfer tax, both of those together are 44% of the pie of our revenue source, which is critical when the economy's down, and you'll see the effects of that. Our third source of revenue is a tie between the state paramedic grant, the federal grants, and the pension fund revenues. The pension fund revenues, as David discussed, is one way that we're bringing in funding from other sources into the general fund. We're pulling in the pensioner wages and now the pensioner health insurance benefits, which is new for us this year, one of the major changes of this budget. The state paramedic grant, we're currently at a 60%, 40 allocation with the state funding 40%. That changes next year to 70-30% allocation. That's over $1 million hit to us in 1 year. Very important, as you're seeing expenses. And then the federal grant. This is our community development housing program. We will receive $2 million this year in federal stimulus money for a housing program and some extra money in our community development grant. What you won't see in this budget is any use of appropriated reserves or rainy day funds. Basically, we're balancing this budget and living within our means. But our total mix of this pie has changed. Our whole revenue picture, the scenario is different, and we've had to change our focus. You've seen this slide many times in different financial presentations, but you see the impact. It explains the issues with our budget going from the peak of 05 and 06, especially for those council members that are new first budget this year. Going from that peak in 05 and 06 to where we project to be in 2010, that's a $23 million decrease in our realty transfer tax, less we have to work with right now. Now, realty transfer tax is a restricted revenue, and we've been very mindful to either save it or just use it for items that is allowable. For instance, we built the EOC building, paid cash, $13 million. That's one use. We've saved a lot of it. But this decrease is huge, which comes right into this housing industry revenues is also on the decline. These are not as dramatic as a realty transfer tax, but building inspection fees, building permit fees, recorder of deeds office, their revenue are also down as well. So these two slides show an example of the economy's effect on our budget. As I said earlier, we didn't use appropriated reserves or rainy day funds in the 2010 budget. And you'll see that here. We used $2.5 million last year, zero this year. It balances on its own. And one of our goals this year, and it was hard, was to balance our budget without using rainy day funds. And one of the thinking thoughts being that not using it in the beginning of the year, because maybe we would have to use it at the end of the year. Heading into this year, the March 09 projections for how we were going to end fiscal year 2009 was being in a deficit of $3.7 million. So we will need rainy day funds to cover that deficit. So if our budgeted projections are down off a realty transfer tax or the economy gets worse or whatever could happen, we will use rainy days at that time, at the end of the budget year.
If you're wrong.
If
you're wrong in your projections.
Well, that's what I mean. If our projections, okay, hard to predict exactly where this is going to fall, but if they're a little too high, and this is a lean budget, because it's balanced on its own, and that was very hard to do. So it's very lean. There's not a lot of wiggle room. So if we're off in our revenues, but we're not using the reserves here. Mm-hmm. We'll use them when we need them in the back end.
Like technical terms, like wiggle room. That's,
don't hear many economists using that word.
There's reporters out there.
Some folks have been fortunate enough to have plenty of money. Don't understand that.
You get the picture. These are the pie, the general fund expenditures.
Keeps talking about pie. I'm getting hungry.
You'll see the reductions in expenses here, and our reductions are across the board. We didn't just look in one area to cut or to save money. we've looked at it as a whole. The biggest, the paramedic department, 24%. This is $11.9 million budget, our largest department in our budget. Again, we have a 70-30 split with the state providing 30% grant reimbursement, and this is $1 million more than it was last year. It was 40% last year. The second largest department, our grant and aid package, this really took the biggest hit. This is down 25%. It's still $7 million, but this is where some of the more dramatic reductions in the budget were. We kind of spread the reductions out evenly among all the grant agencies. Some are cut as few as 8%, some are cut 50%, and some aren't being funded at all this year. Some of the 8% is the fire companies and the libraries. Some of that are 50%, the University of Delaware and Sussex Conservation, and even the council's discretionary counts are cut 50% down to $30,000. Local law enforcement's cut 50%. And we're not funding open space this year in the budget. So that is one category that's not funding, although we do have reserves funds if we need it for obligations that we have to them.
You mean farmland preservation?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So overall, between the mix of the 8% to 50%, this comes to 25%. Our third largest department's finance and data processing at 14%, and this is accounting and finance and treasury. Something else that affects the overall budget that Dave talked about earlier with major changes, all departments are affected by the savings we're going to see in our health insurance for what we did a couple of months ago and the savings there that brings up that general fund budget down. And all departments are affected by moving our capital into our capital program. So these are some of the reasons why this budget works and why we're able to balance it on its own. And Dave's back.
The next chart pertains to personnel benefits. And as you can see, we wanted to summarize what we are recommending. First, there are no salary reductions. There are no reductions in paid working hours for salaried employees recommended. So that means there's no unpaid furlough type recommendations, employee pension contributions, there's no contribution requested of county employees. The budget does include funding for contributions to our pension fund and to our pension benefit fund as recommended by the actuary, which totaled 23% when you add both up. Sick and vacation, there's no change recommended in terms of our policy for sick and vacation. There's no change with life insurance or disability insurance that for employees. As mentioned earlier, the group hospital plan, the medical insurance has changed or will change, and that was based on what was approved several months ago. 13 paid holidays, no change in that policy. We are not recommending a cost of living increase, and as you can see, some of the other items there basically are without change. I did want to mention a couple of things. If you compare this to the state of Delaware is recommending 8% pay cuts, and their group hospital would go from $48 to like $79 a month. Newcastle County is recommending 5% pay cuts. With some layoffs, Kent County is recommending 0% pay raises, plus the employees would start contributing to their pension fund 1% of their salaries. Accomack, Virginia is recommending employees' share of group hospital costs goes from $0 a month to $78 a month. And the city of Dover, for 3/4 of their workers, is recommending 1 day a month off without pay. Which affects their salaries by about 4.6%. Plus, they are not contributing to their pension health fund. This, as Mrs. Webb noted, this chart shows the changes department by department, and as you can see, it is a broad-based change. Some of these affect You know, our staffing levels are decreased. We'll mention that in the next chart. But also group hospitals down, supplies are down, travels down, seminars are down. This is a base budget for operations. One section, constables, is up 25%, and that was because we transferred two employees from assessment during the year to help collect delinquent taxes and sewer bills. This chart shows, again, the change in number of full-time employees, department by department. It's a net change of 26, but in the general fund, there was a net change, a net decrease of 35. The general fund budgeted positions are 382. Sewer and water is up 9, and that is primarily due to the transfer of some general fund paid employees from the engineering administration department to the sewer and water districts. And with that, I'll turn it over to Kathy Roth.
Yeah. Trying to keep us confused.
Okay, I'm going to be covering the public safety budget, which is $19.7 million, or 43% of the general fund. Majority of this, of course, is the paramedics, which is $11.9 million. This is down from 13.6 in the prior year. The paramedics budget funds operating expenses for 11 facilities and 33 vehicles. This includes two medic units that are scheduled to be purchased, and they have 115 employees. The fire and ambulance service is $2.9 million. This funds 24 different organizations. This is a reduction of $570,000 from the prior year. The state police subsidy is still at $1.6 million. This is down $240,000 from the prior year. This still funds 40 additional police officers over and above the allotted amount. There is no change in the number of officers that are going to be on the streets. We haven't added or we haven't decreased any.
All right.
Okay. The level's the same. The funding amount is different because we are only funding 65% next year. This year we currently fund 75%. That's why it's gone down. Local law enforcement, again, Mrs. Webb had stated, that is down 50%. In the current budget year, we've allocated $25,000 per department. This is only $12,500. But in 2009 budget, we allocated 50% for salaries and 50% for equipment. I don't think we really designated the $12,500 for this year.
I seem to remember public safety was 41% of our budget this year. Is that right? And that's going up to 43%.
Correct.
Mainly because of what would you attribute that to?
The budget has decreased overall. Mm-hmm. So it's a higher percentage this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I believe I'm correct.
Okay.
Okay. Emergency preparedness is $2.4 million. This is down $150,000 from last year. This includes the 911 center operation cost, personnel funding for our dispatchers, the mobile command unit expenses, local law enforcement planning committee coordination, and emergency preparedness staff. This next slide shows our calls for both our paramedics and our 911. And as you can see, they've increased over the years. 2004, the paramedics had 14,000 calls, and in 2008, we're up to 17,000. Dispatchers went from 89,000 in 2004 to 104,000 in 2008. And again, it's mainly due to population increase. Okay. We put this slide in this year just to show how the yellow on this slide is our really transfer tax and how it's overlaid on the grant and aid. And basically, you can tell as our really transfer tax went up, our grant and aid went up. And of course, this year, both of them decreased. Proportionately, really transfer tax is down 29%, and our grant and aid is down to 25%. This slide shows our assistance programs that the county offers. This funding level has not changed for this year, but we do want to make citizens aware that their life circumstances have changed this year. They might be eligible. Information is on our webpage. They're basically for low-income people, for tax subsidies, as well as water and sewer relief programs. And also, they can call our Utility Billing Division or the Treasury Division.
Okay, now I'm going to cover the libraries. Our libraries are funded at $4.4 million this year, which is down from $4.7 million in the prior year. This funds, of course, our three county libraries, the bookmobile, and our 11 independent libraries, as well as our administration staff. The local libraries are receiving $1.9 million, but we also provide financial statement preparation for them, library document delivery, staff training and education, technical support, and cataloging. One thing that I think Mr. Baker mentioned earlier, our bookmobile services have declined. We reduced them down to 2 days a week this year. But we are still doing providing collection drop-off to various locations, so we might take a box of books to a daycare or a nursing home. So some of those facilities still will be receiving books. Okay, and this is our circulation for our libraries. And again, like the paramedics, it has increased over the years. One thing I would like to note, we're estimating a 6% increase for the 2009. And again, we think it's because of the economy. People are using the libraries more. They're not buying books or going to borrow the books. And also our library usage is up for our computers. A lot of people are now searching for jobs on the internet at our libraries, as well as applying for jobs, because that's basically a lot of how positions now are being filled is on the internet. Okay, this is our local library funding. It went from $1.5 million in 2004 to $1.95 million in 2010. It's been pretty much level the last 3 years. The library tax and the capitation tax have increased a little bit each year to make up for the difference in the grant and the manufacturer placement home tax. Okay, now Mr. Baker.
This is a new chart this year showing a general fund five-year projection, and the purpose of this is to provide an estimate for the future and given the current economic climate. This estimate assumes the continuation of conservative budgeting with reductions in grant revenues in the county. The realty transfer tax, it assumes, would stay at $12.7 million until 2013 and 2014 when it would increase approximately 3% a year. Expenses are assumed to increase at 3% a year, except for the grants and aid budget, which would remain at the current level. We believe that this scenario with limited revenues that the county would be able to sustain its operations. Of course, as in the past, change will continue to occur to provide services more efficiently and to enhance our revenues where feasible. So, as you can see, the purpose of this was to give us an idea of where, how things would pan out for the county's general fund over the next 5 years, and we do believe it is a conservative estimate. And with that, I'll turn it over to Gina Jennings.
We hadn't heard from her yet.
Okay, I'm going to start talking about the community development program. The pictures on the right are before and after pictures that were performed by our community development program that we currently have. To the left is the current projected funding for 2010. There are a few changes this year, and most of it's due to an increase in federal funding. Community Development Block Grant, we expect to receive at least $1.1 million, which is up $100,000 from last year. Also, there's a new program called the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. We expect to see $2 million in total. That's $1.9 million in 2010 and $100,000 in 2009. One decrease in this program is the County Council Emergency Grant Assistance. This is down from $75,000 to $30,000. The difference, even with this decrease, we're still planning on doing 66 rehabilitations compared to 62 last year. On to the capital projects, the non-water and sewer. This is total to be $7.8 million. This is a 52% decrease from last year. Some of these projects are the Airport Industrial Park of $4.2 million, and two of those big projects in there are stormwater improvements of $1.5 million and runway 422 design of $1 million. We also have the county building improvements, and one of the big projects in there is the administration roof repair of $400,000. We have solid waste of $33,000, the parking lot expansion of $350,000. We have multiple technology improvements and upgrades of $751,000, and property acquisition of $1.8 million, again, for the total of $7.8 million. Okay, on to the wastewater program of $29.9 million. We are proposing a service charge increase of $8 a year, which is $2 per quarter, and this increase is to offset administration costs previously paid by the general fund. We're also proposing a 5% increase for construction cost inflation for our connection charges. Just as in the general fund, we are seeing decreases in areas of the water and sewer budget. Utility billing is seeing an 8.9% decrease. Capital items is 38.8% decrease. Unlike other areas of the county, we are seeing still some substantial growth in water and sewer. We have a 367% increase over 22 years. That's 13,000 EDUs in 1988 to 61,000 EDUs in 2010. That averages to be about 16% annual growth. Continuing with the wastewater program, on the left-hand side are some capital items in the capital budget. On the right hand of the slide, these are some future service areas, such as Inland Bays expansion, Oak Orchard expansion, Johnson's Corner, Golf Village, Angola, and the Millville Northwest expansion. The ones with the star are eligible for federal stimulus funding, and in order for us to receive that funding, these projects must be under contract by February 2010. The major water and sewer capital projects are totaling $41.7 million. This is up $3 million from fiscal year 09. Cost-wise, the top four projects are Angola Sewer District, $14 million, Johnson's Corner Sewer District, $7 million, Scruff Pump 30, $6.1 million, and Oak Orchard Expansion, $4.2 million. Out of those four, three of them are eligible for federal stimulus funding to help keep the cost down for the county. This slide combines both the general fund and the water and sewer capital projects and projects it over 5 years. That total is $166.7 million. The non-water and sewer, which includes airport, is $42 million. The water and sewer is $124 million. They're funded multiple ways. First, we have the general fund, which is funded through realty transfer tax, water and sewer, that's funded through connection fees. We have grants, which we receive both federal and state grants. The federal grants make up about $49.4 million of the $54 million, and the state grants is $5 million. The bonds could be either state, county, rural development, and the other is developer contributions of the $900,000, again, totaling $166.7 million. Now back to Mr. Baker to finish up the highlights.
As per the this slide, the our property, there's no property tax increase recommended. The average county tax for a single family home is would be $104.04. For a manufactured home, $39.65. There's a 28% decrease in housing-related revenues, an $8, $2 a quarter sewer and water service charge increase recommended. As far as economic development, we are still recommending improvements at our industrial air park, 14% decrease in group hospital rates, funding for 40 troopers, funding for the fire service, $2.9 million. Dog control, $600,000 is included, which we believe will probably end up this fiscal year taking over the administration of that project or program from the state of Delaware. Five-year capital plan, very aggressive with sewer projects, Angola, Johnson's Corner, Oak Orchard expansion that are partially funded by stimulus money. 16% general fund budget decrease and no use of appropriated reserves in the general fund budget. I would like to thank our staff and everyone who has helped with this project to put this budget together. This has been a difficult budget given the drastic revenue reductions that we've experienced this year in the state of the economy. It has been a challenge to provide council with a budget with 16% less revenue while providing little change in services. I would like to thank our budget committee, especially Susan Webb, Kathy Roth, and Gina Jennings for all their work, and they have struggled with this challenge over the last 4 months. Also, I'd like to thank Secretary Susan Webb, who worked tirelessly on our letter, our Information Systems Department employees who have assisted with the setup, and Chip Guy, who handled the press release. We'd also like to thank the County Council for its guidance and support. The council has been patient, especially with me during this period, especially regarding other issues that arise daily. And of course, we'd like to thank our department heads and our employees who have constantly worked over this past year to save, change, and make this budget doable. I think their efforts have paid off. A public hearing will be held on June 16th, and we do have limited numbers of the copies of the budget and budget letter available. Of course, there are copies of the PowerPoint available also. And please see Kathy Roth if anyone would like a copy. This will be available on our website, and it should be available on there now, I believe. Yeah. And I'll open it up for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
So our appropriated reserves and rainy day funds are intact, is what you're saying, and will remain that way, provided that your projections are accurate for the coming year.
Yes, that's key. Realty transfer tax revenue is projected at 12.7 million. If it came in at 10 million, then we have, you know, we obviously we would continue try to look to save, but it very well could have a deficit for the year if it came in that low,
which would be made up
but
with some of that money.
12.7 million.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Any other questions? Do you have a motion?
We have two ordinances for your consideration, which basically reflect these numbers in the budget. After the public hearing occurs, then the council can make changes to the budget and approve those ordinances. But we do have two ordinances for your consideration.
What we would do today is read the title and introduce.
Okay. Would you like to do that now, Mr. Griffin?
The title to the first ordinance is an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2010.
I'll introduce it.
Second
is an ordinance establishing an annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County sewer and water, all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
I'll introduce.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Baker. I think I speak on behalf of the entire council, although I don't want to put words in their mouth when I say you've done an excellent job along with your staff. This is a very difficult task, and it'll be interesting to see how it ultimately turns out, but I really believe you've done an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. I amend that.
Grant requests, Ms. Webb.
Flipping on my budget. Just two tonight. The first one, Delaware Burn Camp for Youth Camp Program.
Yeah, that's it's a brand new thing this year. They got a bill through the legislature to have a camp in the state for anybody who's had burned or been burned, youth from about 5 years old to probably 18, I guess. They're going to have it down at Camp Barnes for a week. Need money to get it started, obviously. So I'm going to make a motion that we grant $500 from my account, Councilman Phillips, Councilman Cole, Councilman Wilson's account.
Five each?
$500 each, total of $2,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $500 from Cole, Phillips, Wilson, and Vincent each. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
The second one.
Motion carried.
West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
What is it?
West Rehoboth Community.
How much did they need? What was, did they have it, something in the letter, was it 25?
27.
2,700?
Mm-hmm.
I will give them $2,700 to help with their administrative costs.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to give $2,700 from Mr. Cole's account, the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Joe Jasper, is he here? Joe Jasper here? Is Mr. Bill Steer here? Mr. Steer?
Yes, I'd like to...
You got to come down, that's part of the rule.
Chip, can you give that to him and let him sign it? Mr. Steer is unfamiliar with the process and has a vision problem. You may want to help him.
Here, help. Yeah, I didn't realize you had a vision problem. We got microphones there for you, sir.
Mr. Steer, we do ask that everyone sign in if you don't mind. We ask that everyone sign in if you don't mind.
Well, you can sign, yeah, well, whatever.
Please let him sign. In consideration of your eyesight, Mr. Steer, it simply asks that you direct your comments to the council. It asks that you keep your comments of a policy nature, business of the county, rather than personal attacks. It offers you 3 minutes, although I have the prerogative to give you a couple extra if you run long, but I think you'll be fine. How can we help you today?
Thank you. It's my understanding that last Wednesday, one of the council people testified before the state commission on HB 5, and I would respectfully request that a copy of, or a transcript of that testimony be provided with appropriate attributes and be copied to the minutes of this meeting so that everyone can have an opportunity to see what was said and understand precisely how it was presented.
Very good. Is there anything else? We'll be able to take that under advisement and give consideration to your request. Anything else, Mr. Steer?
No, I think that would solve it very nicely. Appreciate the courtesy and the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Come again and see us soon.
Have a good day.
Did Joe Jasper ever make it back? All right. We have an executive session for personnel pending and potential litigation and land acquisition. Could I get that motion?
So move you.
A second? Second to go in executive session?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilson seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I'll tell you later.